Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's football legend Jamie Redknapp for new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins footwear.
Imagine playing football against no defence or goalkeeper. How easy would that be? That's what it's like putting on my new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. There's nothing stopping my foot from just going in. I just step in and I'm done, with no bending down to touch my shoes. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn, so my foot slides into place. Then the Heel Pillow technology keeps my foot comfy and secure.
Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store or Skechers.co.uk.
This episode of the Long Run Podcast is sponsored by Skechers.
Good evening and welcome. I thought I'd shout in your ear if you're on your on your right.
Cheers, mate.
Good evening and welcome. I just want to welcome to the greatest show on a Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's live. Forget TV, forget the news, forget the one show. This is where it's at tonight, people. We have got the everyday runner, the pinnacle of the everyday runners, joined us live. He's down there, Kieran. He's joined us. He's finally on. Look at him, look. And so I tell you what, before I get into all the other nonsense, he's all branded up. What a hero. Absolute legend. I know. That's the way he rolls. I mean, what a legend. Right, so good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Madhouse. You're going to be with us for the next 60 minutes. It's going to be an epic ride. We're going to take you up. We're going to take you down. We're going to take you left. We're going to take you right. Now, we are recording this live, so if you are watching us live, joining us, get in the chat box. I want you to ask Kieran as many questions as you can, okay? I want you to blow his mind. It doesn't have to be about running. You can ask him anything. He can't go anywhere, right? We've got him, okay? So I want you to load up the questions. We are going to be talking about what is an everyday runner, okay? And now the reason we bring it up this week is because we've got one down there. Technically, we all are, but he epitomises it in every single way, and I'll come on to why. So, firstly, let's do the team. We've got Wilco with us over
Hello,
there.
Hello. How are we doing?
We've got Benny Boy down there, and obviously, like I said, Kieran. So, we've got an elite crack team of ninjas tonight to guide you through the next 60 minutes. We've got to give a big shout-out to our sponsors at the front end of the show. We love you, Skechers. Go over to Skechers.co.uk. Smash the living daylights out of that. We also want to give a shout-out to the guys at Start Fitness. Use the code 40runs at Start Fitness. You're going to get 10% off. You're welcome, everybody. And thanks again to everybody who keeps tagging me, saying they're using it. It's just my Instagram DM. Thanks, 40. I love it. Keep going. Smash it. Like I said, clear them out of something. I think we should clear them out of Deviate Nitro too.
I think we should clear them out of socks. That's what we
should. Yeah, well, they've got a lot of them. I'm telling you that now. Next thing, I just want to re-emphasize, yes, better word, that if you go over to the 40 Runs website, and this is not a plug, this is to tell you that you need to go over there and find your local satellite group. There's a full weekly timetable on there, okay? We've got satellite groups all over the country, all over the UK. We're not London-centric. We're not one of these, you know, London-focused clubs where everybody comes along so they get famous on Instagram. We ain't interested in that, okay? Everyday runners, people, you can go on there, and there's a list. I'm on there. I'm going to give you some examples. So we've got Chelmsford just started. We've got Staines, Camberley, Cheltenham, Suffolk, Colchester. I mean, it's Birmingham. I could go on all night about it. Hartford. I could go on all night about it. So go over there and make sure you get involved into one of our local running groups, okay? There's also the Global Run Club, which goes out twice a week. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I just saw somebody from Mesa, Arizona. You should be joining us on a Monday and a Wednesday. We've got four sessions for you to choose from, so make sure you join that. Right, so that's all the plugs out of the way. I don't think I've forgotten anything. Have I forgotten anything, boys?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, good. So that's good. We haven't got admin tonight to keep me on the straight and narrow, so we could end up in jail. And we've got no Speedgo tonight, so I am going to cock up all the technology. But here's the thing. Check this out, boys. You get ready. I mean, you probably saw me playing around with it. Have a look at this. This is how awesome it is now. We can now spam you while you're live with products. Look at this. Look. Anyone want a Speedgo t-shirt? Look. Anyone want a cowboy app? Scan the QR code. How good's this? Look.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And this is the future. So look, Kieran, model it. It's Kieran who got me thinking about it. Yeah, look. This is the future. This is going to be on YouTube soon. So you're going to be able to, this sort of stuff's going to be happening on YouTube. This is what they're investing in. But look, that's pretty cool. I like that one. That's my favorite. That's the one I wore at the National Running Show.
Available in big boy sizes.
Yeah, get involved. Anyway,
can't lose.
Let's get rid of this. We're not here to plug tops. We don't care. Right. Oh, look at that. Look, the chat is already loading up, Kieran. Oh, this is brilliant. So again, a reminder, get involved in the chat for Kieran, okay? And we want to hear from you. So I'm just going to say good evening to everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you're on Facebook, there is a link that I should have put in, but I've forgotten where it is. So you just have to tell us who your name is.
This is a bit like when you're sort of like you're first left on your own and you don't have to have a babysitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we're sort of like flying it a bit. You know, we usually have people who keep us on the straight and narrow and look after us and things like that.
Yeah.
But we are, we're flying by the seat.
Wilco, someone's asking, they want a Wilco shirt. What would you put on it?
60%.
So you'd have this or like this.
Oh, think about that. A Wilco shirt, eh?
You could have 60% on there. 60% runner.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that.
We'll have to think about that. Look. Yeah, but I like that one. Anyway, let's stop. It's quite good, though, isn't it? It's quite fun. I wonder what else you could put up there.
Like what?
Yeah, I'm just now thinking, I wonder what else you could actually put on there.
Well, I reckon that gap's about 3'6" high, so you could probably get Hayden in it.
I was just thinking the same.
We could actually put, I've had a brilliant idea. If we get Hayden on the store, you could buy Hayden. We could effectively put him on there and you could scan a QR code to buy Hayden.
Yeah. Hey, we could do like Star Wars figures. We'd do little
miniatures.
Miniatures,
but yeah,
it'd be
miniature.
Tiny. It'd be tiny. It'd be like an ant.
It'd be like Yoda.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, come on. Right. Let's get into. So, firstly, what have you been up to, Wilco? Because you're training for Leeds. What have you been up to this week?
We did Watford Half Marathon last week. It was pretty tough. It's pretty hilly, but I found that two or three weeks into my marathon plan, it was an ideal training run, which I think sometimes what I learned from it was that you don't have to go all guns blazing and all your races and things like that. You could use these races, you know, to boost your own training, to do something different, bit of a change of scene, which is exactly what I used Watford for. And it ticked all the boxes in that respect.
Yeah, I actually second that. Video comes out this Sunday, actually, from the Watford half. We didn't win the $2,000. But it basically it's along the same sort of lines, effectively, like use these local runs, these local events in your training, whether you're half marathon training or, you know, maybe you're going to do 10K, go along to a run for event that's a 5K Batsy. Use these events to get you sort of, you know, a little bit tuned up for that fitness and see where you're at and use them. Like Ben and I used it as a training run, literally. I mean, he was on Facebook Live the whole time. I was dying up the hills. He's on Facebook Live. It's absolute piss take. True, Ben, or not?
Well, I had to share your pain with the with your public.
Oh, it was awful. He's going, no, hang William. On, I'm not live. Hang on. We're at the top of the hill. No, go back down it. We've got to go. It was a bit like that. But you know what? ATW done a cracking job.
Yeah, always great job. It's always well organized.
What about you, Kieran? What are you training for?
At the moment, nothing.
Good boy.
Well, we had obviously the two marathons last year.
Which were?
London.
yeah,
in Chicago.
Okay.
And with my job and all that, two in a year is a bit too much off last year. Mm. And it proved it in Chicago. Absolutely had a fantastic London. Beat my PB by half an hour.
Wow.
4:04. And then it went all wrong in Chicago. I think I was the only one, to be fair. Everyone absolutely smashed Chicago. And I'll tell you what, Chicago is so good to just be with everyone. Mm. Like, how many other running clubs you're going to get with, like, what, how many was over there, Ben? 15 of us?
Oh, at least. Yeah, it was.
You know, and it was, just, and everyone, it was just such a great time over there. And it's just one of them, it's one of them, I know you said it before, Chris, but one of them times where it's not all about the times. And that proved it. Mm. You know, we finished, I knew it blew up. Didn't have the race I wanted, but we went out and enjoyed everyone else in the evening. Absolutely fantastic. So it was definitely bit of a two halves on that one with London and Chicago. But
have you got your eye on something this year, then?
Yes. So I'm stripping back this year. The idea is I'm going to go from now to the summer and try and bring my times down, because leading up to London, I put a really good block in and I PB'd in every distance apart from the 10K, which I've done a week after London. Had a really good London, done it, put the work in, and then pay dividends. Mm. So I've got going to work out the summer now, and then I have got a marathon booked, which is absolutely ridiculous why someone like me would book Valencia.
Hero.
Nice. So I'm really going for that sub four, because I've got 4:04 in London. And partly I blew up because I got so excited with seeing you lot at mile 19. Wilco looked like he wanted to kill me at mile 19. But I got so excited seeing you lot at Canary Wharf. I actually got the mile 22, took my last gel, and realised I had three in the bag. And I thought, this ain't right. Something's not wrong.
Yeah,
but I just got so excited. It's such a great day.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, okay, so he's going full guns blazing, Valencia.
We're going Valencia, yeah, December
that's,
1st.
That's got to be training starting September.
Yeah. So the idea is, in a way, I'll put myself on a 52-week training block, because I'm doing all the shorter distances now. I want to get really strong for it. Mm. And then it's come the summer, hopefully, hit the ground running with it.
Yeah, don't neglect that. You want to be building your endurance now.
Yeah, rather than just trying to force it all in later. Like, this is what I've done over this last couple of years. You just learn by it, didn't you?
Just work. Yeah, just work.
You learn by it.
Get your base there, and then off you go, sort of thing. We'll come on to that in a bit anyway. It'd be interesting to hear what you've been up to. So, okay, boys. So, Kieran, I'm interested. So 4:04. Do you wear a Garmin at all?
Yeah.
What's your predictor at the moment?
I don't know. I've just actually got a new one, so I'll have to find out. I'll have a look in a minute. On my old one, it was coming up, I think, at 3:48, which is quite unrealistic.
That's lovely.
Not going to go for that.
That's beautiful. That is 3:48.
Yeah, I think that's a bit
tasty.
That's a little bit off my means at the moment, but
I like it. We always ask our guests what they got on their on the thing. On the what's it got? So have you got any halves books for the spring?
Yeah, I've got one basically every month. Oh, I'm going out with some 40th birthday doing a couple of weeks.
What's that? Who's 40?
We ain't going for time. I don't think we're going to be out there.
Time in the park. Actually, let's bring the viewers and listeners up to speed on that. So if you don't know what we're talking about, a certain Mr. Slater down there, although he looks it already, he's actually going to be turning 40. In a couple of weeks. So a big, let's say plane load of people are flying over to where, Ben?
We are flying over to Cyprus, to Paphos.
And what's the deal when we get there?
Well, we're supposed to be going over to do the 10K or the half marathon on the Sunday. Mm. However, we are staying in an all-inclusive resort, so I think... so potluck, right?
That ain't happening. Kieran, are you doing the half or the 10K? You're doing the half, you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ben, what are you doing? Half or 10K?
I'm going to be in a police cell, hopefully. Hopefully. But if I'm not...
Leave me in here. Yeah. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm doing a half marathon.
Do we know anything about the course? Like, it sounds funny, but it's Paphos, sounds illy.
Evie's done it before. I think from what she said, I think it's pretty flat or downhill.
Flat or downhill?
Yeah, you start. Yeah. I think you start on the. They bus you up to the top of a hill or something.
I'm not getting in a bus.
You'll have to walk then.
This is sounding a bit like IB for you.
Yeah.
On the chart, it looked downhill. It weren't all downhill, was it? It was the top of the mountain, and there was a lot of ups on that, weren't there?
And the bus came 2 hours before we had to be there, and there was no shade, and we stood by the side of the road. It was about 30 degrees, and we're all roasting.
Oh, I'm not sure. I might just stay in the brand of pole, to be honest with you. It's probably a little bit. It sounds a bit easier, to be honest with you. Anyway, so if you're listening in Cyprus, we're going to be in Paphos. When is it, Ben?
29th of Feb, 1st of March, people.
You've all been warned. That's all I'm going to say. you've all been warned. Right, so let me just jump into the chat quickly. Kieran, you're getting a lot of love. Good evening, everybody. Oh, my God, there's a lot. Satellite Club in Mesa, Arizona. I'd love a Satellite Club in Arizona. I'd actually go out and, like, go there every week. Kieran, Quasar Quest Hero. Atlanta. Wow. A lot of people want the Wilco shirt. Okay, Kieran. someone wants a Disruptor t-shirt as well. That's quite good. So, Kieran, first question coming in. We'll get into some of these. And then, who's your favourite, Hallam?
Tough.
Ooh. It's got to be Rob, isn't it?
Okay. By the way, they all loved the Hayden cutout idea. So cheap postage as well, because he's only small.
They're all fantastic. They're a good bunch of Hallams. They are.
They are. They are. Apparently, Kieran, we need a bleep button for you. You've been quite well behaved so far.
I'm best behaved tonight.
It's best behaved. There's people are moaning about their heels as well. Right, Kieran, what's this question? Is this loaded? What type of heart rate monitor do you suggest? What's chest or arm?
I used to have a chest, but to be honest, with the technology coming up, I think the wrist one works just as good. And if it's slightly out, if you're going on something all the time, then you're still getting that gauge, aren't you? Rather than it being like wrong, or, you know, I think you had Ben and Mary on here that time, yeah. Chris, and he said the same thing. You know, obviously they're not as good as the straps, but I just find on a race, because with the old man boobs and all that, they just rub.
Everyday runner.
You know.
We're coming on to this. What a hero.
I personally prefer the watch. I get the data that I need on the watch. Like, well done, great Bentley, a half on Sunday. And it was a fantastic half. And I got all my data off that. You know, now the technology's come up so much, isn't it? Yeah. 5 to 6 years ago, you wouldn't be able to do it. But now it's more or less. When I go to the gym, I know, again, the machines are not accurate, but it more or less corresponds with everything.
There or thereabouts, isn't it? It's like anything. I mean, if you want to go into it proper, then yeah, you need the equipment. But if you're using it as a data point, let's call it.
Then I just want to make sure I'm not going to die. That's all.
Yeah. You just want to make sure that you're not at 250 beats per minute.
Then it gets over 200 and I slow down. It's
fine. Right. This is anybody had any IT band issues? If not, I'll answer it.
No, I haven't.
No, right. That's right. Stretching is key to that. Just honestly, get one of them. I don't even know what I should know what they're called. Do you know one of them resistant band things? Is that actually? I think that might be what they're
resistance bands.
Yeah, I think they're actually called that. get on the floor, right? Back down, lay down, Ben. Be careful, and with your resistance band, and stretch it out. Just go on YouTube and do it, because for me, when I had IT band issues, apart from the strength work you need to work, you know, around your glute and everything else that goes, you know, put that to one side, but just stretching the hell out of it is great. But get a resistance band and then do the stretches online. There was a question for Kieran, because I want to do some of these before we get into the main topic. Question for Kieran, how are you playing for the Valencia Heat? Might see you on the start line, from Rod Lambert. How are you going to plan for the Heat in Valencia, big boy?
It's what I've read up, it's quite consistent in it over the years. It's usually about 14 to 16 in December, if I'm correct anyway. So I'm hoping it's not going to be, obviously it's going to be a lot warmer in over here, but it's still going to be, it's not going to be as hot as, say, a summer marathon for us, is it? You know, like we went to Spain last year when we went out to Ibiza, and that was hot, wasn't it, Wilco?
That was hotter than that. I mean, if you're talking about 14 to 16, you know, that's sort of like an average temperature for about April for a spring marathon.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, that's what I've been looking at. And so I think that's really ideal, isn't it? You know?
You don't want it any warmer, but at the same time, it's quite a nice temperature to run in, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. So I'm hoping they're not going to have a major heat wave on December the 1st, and then we'll go from there.
But also, you would have trained through the summer, don't forget. Yeah. So... you'd have had a bit of that as well. So that I think that helps as well. Instead of coming out of winter, like a lot of spring marathon people, obviously we come out of the winter, -4, peeing down the rain every day.
Yeah.
Bang, you go to London, it's 28 degrees. Have some of that. You know, you shouldn't get that.
That was like at Chicago. I don't know, you didn't come over so early, Ben, did you? When we landed in Chicago on the Wednesday, it was 28 degrees.
Wow.
And I got off the plane and I said to my wife, I'm going back on. I said, this will kill me. And honestly, within 2 days, it just plummeted. It absolutely plummeted. When we like saying to the others, they come over the weekend and we said it was 28. You can't, but Chicago is so unpredictable anyway, but it was so hot out there.
That was so upsetting.
And then when we, what do we run it in, Ben? It was about 3 degrees, wasn't it?
Like that early morning, it was Baltic, ridiculously so.
It just changed over there, something unbelievable.
I've got a question for you, Kuhn. Yep. Out of London and Chicago, which did you prefer?
Oh, really hard. Really, really hard.
That's what I asked you.
Do you know what? The only time I'm probably ever going to agree with Hayden, right? And that is Chicago.
He's only been on 9. Can I just put a note out? That worked me who's hammered him first tonight.
Chicago. I'm just disappointed he's not on tonight. For the
he couldn't be bothered. He sacked it off.
He flew away to get away.
He sacked it off, Kieran. He said, I can't be bothered.
Not only done that, but he let his wife run the club last night.
I know. Bang out of order.
You know what we should have done? We should have got in a car this afternoon, set up camp and gone to his house and done this for life and invited him in.
From the mansion?
Yeah.
Built his security calf. Wouldn't have let us through.
No, we'd have been all right. We'd have gone on the West Wing.
Oh, it's literally the other side of Surrey, West Wing. It's that big. We'd have to navigate the moat.
All joking aside, London was special because I had my family there and my friends. And Chicago was more about the togetherness. I know it sounds a bit cringy.
No,
it's more about like the togetherness. Like, it did work for me, but it's not all about you at the end of the day, is it? You support and everyone absolutely smashed it. And I enjoyed that just as much, you know. I took my time when I come away to reflect on it, and that's why I'm giving Valencia a really good go. But no, it's two different races. Saying that, Chris, what you said about when you first turned up at London and why all this started, I found London very lonely at the start because I went on my own. Mm. I went up there and I thought, right, wow, this is what people experience because it's all very regimental. It was all like, you've got to be in there this time, be in there that time. And it was horrible like that. Well, obviously, when you get going, it was brilliant. I think I started off because of my phone thing. I was about 5 minutes behind you guys. We started off about 10:15. But yeah, no. So that's all. Where obviously in Chicago, I had Al dragging me into Starbucks at 6:30 in the morning, stuffing bagels down my neck because we didn't have the right prep. And again, that was quite naive of me, Chicago. Mm. I will be... If I go abroad again, I will know what to take.
But it's an interesting point you made about that. I think London. I think we do underestimate. We're very blasé, and I don't want to be marathon focused, right, on this episode at all. So I'll just touch on this, and then we'll move on. But I don't think people who are doing London for the first time do realise how what you just said is so true. If you don't have a support network around you, whether it's a club, friends, whatever that you're running it with, don't forget, in the last year, I was with Ben and Si in the pen that we were in. It's an intimidating place.
Definitely.
And it's an unnerving place. And yes, you alluded to it again. You know, that's why I started all this madness six odd years ago, wherever it was, because of my, basically bordering on panic attack that I had at sitting there in Greenwich. So I would just say to everybody, listen to what Kieran's saying. Don't underestimate what's coming. Be aware of that you're going to be spending probably some time on your own if you don't happen to know anyone. Obviously, look for a 40 runs fellow runner, but chances are they probably have a charity top on, which is awesome because we're raising awareness for that charity. But, you know, think about how you're going to deal with that. Listen to music. Take one of these podcasts with you. Whatever it is, yeah. But just be aware that is a side effect of these big events that can happen if you happen to be on your own. Obviously, again, if you're part of the 40 Runs community, there'll be some faces kicking about and whatnot and all that sort of stuff. And once you get going, hopefully you get into the groove and all that sort of stuff. But just remember it. Right, let's go into. Oh God, there's loads. This is brilliant.
I love this. I love it when we, I love it when we've got people on. There's just so much engagement. It's just brilliant. Hot in Chicago. Somebody else wants a Wilco T-shirt. Wilco.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, we have to count them up, aren't we?
Should we plug the we'll plug the T-shirts again in a minute? I think that obviously went down well. let's do it now. While I'm doing this. You're welcome.
As long as you can see the comments, you'll be all right.
I can't. I've messed it up. Look, look at this. so we've got to stop playing. Oh, table tell me off now. Someone's can't believe that you're agreeing with Hayden. Right. So, Wilco, are you planning a PB attempt at the winter run?
I don't know. I did give it a good go when I did the 10K is the time that I haven't PB'd in for a little while. You know, because I did knock a few out towards the end of last year. I gave it a good go at Battersea a couple of weeks ago and got within about 30 seconds. So I could do. I'll be giving my my new Pro Freeze a spin for that. So, yeah, I wouldn't say no. You know, I'll give it a go and see. It's with these things, I'll see how it is on the day. I'll see how I get on sort of like in the first couple of K and then push on and see how we get on.
Kieran, how did you find the bobble hat that the admin was adamant that you weren't allowed to give me? And admin, just so you know, if you do listen to Bactis, he has proper grassed you up. tell him the exact words that she said to you.
Well, I was in the pen waiting to go, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And she turned around and she said, whatever you do not give it to Chris. And she was looking pretty serious about it.
Yeah, you don't want to cross her when she's like that, mate.
Yeah, no, she's pretty adamant that I weren't giving it to Chris. So.
Yeah, how did you find that, the bubble out run?
Oh, great. Actually, yeah. Great, yeah.
But didn't you find it rather expensive?
Yeah. Oh, don't. No.
No, don't.
I don't think I'm allowed to talk about it no more because Caroline would just literally hit me.
No, she's not, but she can't hit you because she's she can't. So just let rip go.
Get on with it, mate. Free, go.
Just crack on.
Absolutely ridiculous, really. Isn't it? Yeah. Was it $50 or something? Yeah. Like that, but it is. Absolutely ridiculous.
$10 a kilometre.
Yeah. It's the most expensive 5K you're ever doing it. But
you loved it.
I wouldn't say I love it, but... We got it done, didn't we? We got it done. You couldn't go by anything, could you? You could never go for a time. I know it's not meant to be going for a time, but the GPS out there is absolutely unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know every city marathon's quite bad, but God, that was really bad. That was really, really bad.
Right, I'm just going to pull this question out. We'll just hit this one, and then we'll get into everyday runners. How do you manage mentally when Dr. Physio tells you to have a break from running? I know everyone should follow and listen to our bodies, but I feel like I will lose my fitness. So I think this is more a question of like, how have you managed a break from running, an enforced break from running? Kieran, have you been forced to take time off?
I did actually, yeah. I had to defer my London place. Right. I was meant to do it in 2020. And I done it, and you got after the COVID situation, you had 3 years, didn't you, to choose what you wanted to do. And I chose to do it in 2022, but at the start of 2022, my knee went and I was, and basically, like everything else, you go out there and I say, stop running. You know, it's not for you sort of thing. But I'm very fortunate. I'm in a position where I can have sports massages and physio and all that. And he absolutely played a blinder and he got me back fixed. And it's hard, but I just done what I could do, go to the gym. I was quite fortunate as well because obviously we were getting married then as well. So I had a big distraction.
Yeah, but that's true.
You know, it is. But then you just, you try and fall back on your mates as well, didn't you? You know, I felt sorry for myself, put it in the group and I had Al and Caroline, you know. Sort of, that's probably the only time Caroline actually felt a little bit sorry for me, to be fair. play that along a little bit. It's hard. It's hard, isn't it? But
yeah, what about you, Wilco?
I've been fortunate that I've never been more than a couple of weeks, really. So touch wood. I think it is, and it's obviously the mental sort of like aspect of it, particularly when you get so into running and it takes up such a part of your life. And I do sometimes think, you know, like I had something about a week ago where I didn't get out for about a week, and I thought, how would I actually cope if I was, you know, how would my life change if I had sort of like 3 or 4 months when I couldn't get out and do it? And what would I, you know, so it's almost sort of like thinking about in the background what I could do to stimulate myself mentally, particularly if I fell into that situation.
about you, Ben?
Yeah, same as Wilco. I've been really lucky. I haven't had to take any enforced. I think I struggle after marathons, kind of winding down for that month, because it's, I think for me, it's that, much like yourself, it's the mental break. I got in from work last night and went out and did 10 miles. My boss said to me, say, why the hell would you do that? And I was like, to switch off from work. So yeah, I think it's one of those, I've been lucky. I'd have to find something else, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's that sort of distraction. If somebody's telling you, firstly, you've got to listen to what they're saying, right? I mean, it's just don't go out and do stupid stuff, and don't come back too quick as well, as always, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it is hard, because if you rely on running, let's say, to help with your mental health, we know the benefits of it, it's proven. And you're then forced to take a layoff. It can really knock you. And I think, yeah, you've got to focus on recovery, the recovery element, throw yourself into that. So whatever you are allowed to do, because unless you're absolutely in a right old state where you can't do anything, then they'll always turn around and go, right, you can do these stretches, or you can do biking, or you can, although I don't do that, but you could do swimming, or you could do yoga, you can do something. So throw yourself into that. Throw yourself into that rehab, throw yourself into that recovery. There are times, don't get me wrong, with my back, right? Classic example, where, you know, it got to the point where I have to rest. I can't literally do anything. You do have to. But then I find stuff to, you know, keep myself busy. But don't get me wrong, I was a miserable sod for that period of time. You know, really struggling with my ADHD, all the mental stuff that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know, it flares up because you're not doing it. But once I was then able to start rehabbing it, I focused on that. So that's what I would always recommend, is try and find something to take. It's that distraction thing, isn't it? Like anything else. There was another question I just wanted to do before I wanted to get... here we go. Because it's on the back of your one, Wilco, what you said. So this is from Mike Black Ledge. What a great name. Probably not said that right. When you set yourself up to say, I'm going for a PB in a specific race but fail, which I think we all do a lot of the time, a lot of us, right? Do you find that you PB when you don't target a specific race but just rock up and run? So I think the question is, do you fail? But then for whatever reason, you don't care anymore, and you then go along to, oh, I don't know, a local race, and then somehow pull it out of your bum. I mean, does that happen? Kieran, has that happened to you?
My current half marathon PB is on the Essex 20 miler. And all I get from people, well, you just don't obviously work hard enough in a half marathon.
I agree.
And it was one of them days. It's stuck me on the run up to London last year. I think it's March they do it. I think you've done it, Chris, when you run around abandoned airfields in Saffron Walden somewhere, isn't it? I've done 20 miles there, and I PB'd there. That's still my current half marathon PB on a 20 miler. So
jeez.
I've obviously got to sort that out. So yeah,
what is your PB time?
For a half is 1:51.
That's good, mate. Well done. Good for you. Wilco, what about you? I mean, you quite openly said that Bats, oh, I'll give it a go, see what happens. I was like, whatever.
So yeah, I think that's generally tends to be my sort of attitude.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I'm not going to say, right, this is going to be my PB race, because I always find that whenever I do a race, there's always something to take out of it anyway. And the PB is a number. So there's always sort of like things that, oh, well, that went particularly well, or that went bad, and I've learned from it, and now I can... If it happens, it happens, really. And I mean, I went through sort of like towards the last sort of 3 or 4 months of last year, I was doing half marathons and just doing my PB every time. It was just ticking it off. And it was a result of, you know, the consistency and the stuff that I was actually doing in my training rather than.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And the race performances themselves, they were the result of what I was doing rather than, you know, just going for it hell for leather on a particular day. So now I've sort of like got the recipe and now I'm thinking, well, perhaps I could push that on and what can I do in my training for Leeds that can make sure that I can get a much better marathon time than I've done before? You know, so, all right, I'm not drinking so much. I'm trying to do a bit of strength training. It's going to be a hilly course, so I'm out in the hills and things like that. So I'm just doing little things. So I don't really go all out for sort of like today's the day. It's going to be sometimes when I'm halfway through a race, I think, right, today is the day.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
then I knuckled down. I've done that with a park run when I had, I took ages to get under 25 minutes.
Yeah, I remember it.
And then someday, you know, so I've got to sort of like the free marker and I'm thinking, right, it's it. We're on. Today's the day. And then, right, put it in for 10 minutes. Just give it as much as you can and go over the line.
Bang,
so
there you go.
It happens. It's a natural progression for me rather than sort of like, oh, I'm going to do the Great North Run. I've got to get under two hours and all that sort of thing. You just put too much pressure on yourself. And more importantly, it's an enjoyable thing. This should be enjoyable things that you go and do. And you won't get as much enjoyment out of it if you beat yourself up about your time all the time.
I mean, Ben, I'm going to throw it to you in a different way because I put you under pressure at Dover, right, to go because I thought it was a funny idea to do the podcast, was to put you under pressure. So you got even put under pressure, not from yourself, but the viewing public and the people of Malta, where we're national celebrities. So how do you deal with that? Like somebody saying, right, you've got to go and run a PB today. Maybe it does happen, maybe it doesn't. But how do you deal with that? Like, I don't know.
I mean, because I was actually going to say, I don't put myself under the pressure. You put me under the pressure for it.
That's true. I'll take that one.
With that one, I genuinely, with that one, it was everyone kept me going on that. I'd gone out. I thought Hayden was pacing me stupidly. So we went out.
No, he can't with them little legs. If he said, don't forget how old he is now.
This is true. And he did fall away after like, not
even
a mile.
That's because his feet got very hot from where they're so hairy.
But with that, that one was genuinely, I think, because we saw everyone so many times and everyone, because you thrown me under, told everyone. Yeah, really. And I was like, okay, yeah, do you know what? And I just kept an eye on it. I think genuinely like Wilco, I'm probably slightly different in that I'll say, yes, this is a race I'm going to go for. So I think everyone knows Berlin for me this year is my A race. That's what I'm going for. Mm-hmm. If I don't get it, it's fine. I'll take the learnings and apply them. I think that is a thing. I think there's someone on Facebook said the same thing as well is, you know, Kieran, you look in Chicago. I saw how disappointed you were at the end, but, you know, we all hugged you. We all had a beer and you've stepped away from that, reflected and know what to do for next time. So I think it's important not to beat yourself up about it, but take the learnings from it. Because even if you PB, you still learn, like at Dover for me, I've learned again, not to go out too quick. And I've just seen the comment that's coming about boot camp. Another one. I don't know why this happens to me. Must learn to say no.
Exactly. How many times did I tell you? I say, it's your running journey. You could always say no. Just say no.
I know. So I think it's interesting. I think the thing that was most interesting for me was what you were saying, Wilco. And I think that's a good thing to take away from it is about let's put like not applying pressure to yourself. Let's put that to one side. I think we all agree with that. Yeah, that's just absolute nonsense. Don't put yourself under any pressure because otherwise, what's the point of doing it, right? Just going to give yourself more stress. But I think what you said is quite good, actually, Wilco, because sometimes you're just out there and you just feel like it's there and you have those days. And it can be at a park run. It can be at a 20-miler. It can be whatever that you're least expecting it. But they're the days to push if you want to push, right? Depends what you're out there for. But some days, I totally agree with you, you just feel like you're flying. And everybody's definition of feeling like they're flying is different, right? You know, you might be absolutely crushing your run walk. Yeah, you might be absolutely nailing that. Like literally, you're 30 on, 30 off. You're absolutely killing it. Like Marissa in New York, right? You might just be absolutely beating it to the devil, right? And I think it is something to think about. Like, don't give yourself that pressure. But when you are out there and you've got a good feeling, don't be scared to push. Don't be scared to ask the question, because the chances are you've got a lot more there and you're probably not even near where you think you are.
When you think, how many times you come out of a race or a solid training run and you think, oh God, I couldn't put any more in there. And then you look at your watch and it's 4.1 and not 5. You know, you think, oh, well, actually, I mean, this goes completely against the 60% mantra, obviously.
So. Well, this is the thing. All those T-shirts you sold.
Yeah, that's
refunds.
It. Yeah.
They all want refunds. Real time. This is no
what
point.
A fraud.
Yeah, we're going to go back to selling these ones. But no, you're right. I mean, it is. That's the thing I would say from again, I'll say it a million times. I don't run for times. I train with a time in mind. So I keep myself accountable through my training, right? Because I want to push through my training because that's what I really enjoy. I really enjoy trying to see where I'm at in my training, okay? But on the race day, I'll go out of an idea. But like you said, if it feels good, I'll go with it. But if it feels bad, I'll ask the question a little bit further down the line because a lot of that's of my own self getting in my own way, right? But I'll ask the question a bit further down the line. But ultimately, if it ain't there, it ain't there, and I couldn't give a toss. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not out there to run the time. That said, I am proud of myself if I do step on it and I do feel like I finished that race and I did answer those questions and I did push on and I was able to, you know, achieve it or, you know, the numbers come in. So, yeah, I think with that, it's an interesting topic. Okay, look. Right, so I'm going to move us on because we've probably spent too long for that. There was somebody asking about shoes. Come on the Monday live stream. We hang out and we talk about running shoes till the cows come. I've got, if I could show you.
I'll show you.
It's like, and that goes down there. It's about 12 pairs of shoes there. So we talk about them on Monday. All right. Okay, right. So by the way, Kieran, someone just hammered you. Nice house, Kieran. Is it actually your house or you've done Hayden and gone somewhere else?
My house, yeah.
Okay, so the definition of an everyday runner, right? This has come up several times, okay? And I think Kieran defines the everyday runner in my mind, okay? Ben, you're nodding. Why are you nodding?
Because he does. I think when I first met Kieran, you told me you hated me. That was lovely. We were
he
by the.
Does. He messaged me early. Fair, he I ain't coming on if he's coming. That's what he said. So I'm only on here because Hayden's on here and he sacked him off. But carry on.
we were by the pool in Ibiza, weren't we? And it was, we just got into a conversation about things and talking about your running journey and how I think. You at that point I was training for London as well and it was my first marathon and you were kind of keeping track and I was keeping you honest on it and actually that really resonated with me and I think especially just seeing your journeys and you just get your head down and go for it and I saw you as I said before I saw you in Chicago and I saw the disappointment but that you bounced back from that and not you know that for me is what it's about you know you just kind of just keep going.
Okay, that's interesting. Wilco, what do you think about this everyday runner? Well, and the reason I bring it out is because it's bandied about. But I've caught that the phrase. I was, you know, at the start of my journey, I think, you know, trademarked it, used it. You can crack on with it, and I think it defines a person. But I it's like anything. It's definition. How do you define that?
You see, everybody's it's different. To be frank, it's not a phrase that I particularly like. I don't like things like if you see the definition of every day, like I looked it up before I came, you know, just Googled it before I come on. And you get words like ordinary, run of the mill, unexceptional, unremarkable, common or garden, bog standard.
Hang, stop.
communal garden.
Communal garden, just normal. It's not. And I think the people in the running community, they're not ordinary. They do extraordinary things. They do things like, you know, you've got people doing, you know, the fact that anybody does a marathon, 1% of the world's population do a marathon, that does not make you ordinary. That makes you exceptional.
Yeah.
And people joined the running community, also even started running and just gone with the flow and achieved amazing things.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
So that's my only put. But what I like, I see when I see people like, well, all of us, what it does is, in a way, I think it inspires, it sounds a bit grandiose, I won't say me, but I think it inspires people into thinking, well, if he can do that, so can I. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, we've all got, you know, we do normal jobs, you know, we do lives, you know, we've got different sort of families. You know, we're not out training three times a day and having a 2-hour kip in the afternoon and doing, you know, do running full time. We're fitting it in with the rest of our lives and still doing great things.
Yeah. I think, hang on, someone's moaning because I turned the chat off. It's interesting that they now want the chat. Because we never used to have the chat, and now they want the chat. So I'm glad
a victim of his own success, yeah.
We are a victim of our own success. Sorry, I was, apologies, Gemma. I was absolutely loving what Wilco was saying because I think he absolutely killed it. In terms of the definition is actually, you know, when you look it up, it couldn't be any further from what it actually probably means. And it is the fact of people like Kieran are exceptional. People like Kieran are doing amazing things. People like Kieran are inspiring other people. Kieran, you're going to hate it, he's an influencer because he's influencing others to go out on their journey and achieve what they want to achieve because they see Kieran's out there smashing the life out of this 20 miler. I'm going to go and sign up for one of these 20 milers. And it is incredible. And that's the thing. It's that sort of, you do running in your way. Like whether you're, it's funny. I won't say who I was on with somebody quite high up in the running world today. And we was talking about the club, the community and all that sort of stuff and all that sort of thing. And it was quite interesting because he comes at it from a different background, let's say, traditional runner, traditional club runner, but very senior in that world. But he 100% got what we're about, right? Because he understood about that person who is a solo runner because they don't have time to go to any form of races, club events, social elements. They literally just, they've got, you know, half hour to go out and do some fitness and that's running and that's what they do. Or, you know, that person who is maybe too anxious to go along to a club and, you know, could get intimidated by that circumstance, you know, might not fancy doing a track session because they wouldn't know what the bloody hell they're doing. You know, that sort of thing. Or just likes to go to park run because they want that social connection. And I think it's a definition which actually could be interpreted in a million different ways. But I think you're absolutely right, Wilco. The most powerful thing about it is the fact of it's not ordinary. It's not average. It's the complete opposite. It's exceptional and it's amazing. And you are truly inspiring. And you might not realize it. But when I see, for example, people like Karen on a Tuesday night, absolutely drilling it up those hills, right? I love that woman. She's my hero. She's come along Hartford and she is there pretty much every week, absolutely smashing the life out of those sessions. Mm. She will not quit until she's finished, right? And she is killing it up them hills. And I see the progress from her. I'm not just saying it inspires me to try harder because she's giving 100%, right? But then, you know, at the weekend, she got told, this is how bad it was coming back. Kieran, you'll lose your mind when you hear this. She got shouted at a race she did at the weekend that she was, get out of my way. You're too slow. Get out of my way by another club runner. They come around and actually hassled her. She reported them to the race director because they gave her abuse because where she was I know, Ben, honestly, you ask her, it's disgusting. And I'd love to know if those people got pulled up. I bet they didn't. But she got abused because she's a slow runner. But I'll tell you what, that woman is an inspiration because she was out there. And I think she might have PB'd, didn't she, Wilco?
She's been doing great. She's been really doing really well, like, last 6 weeks. I see all her stuff. It's like, been really impressed, like with her times and the distances she's putting
in. Yeah, honestly.
She's doing really well.
But my point is that she defines, like Kieran, the everyday runner.
And the beauty of it is,
yeah,
you could name 100 people like that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying to you. And again, that's why, you know, I wanted to talk about it because we've got Kieran, who is a brilliant example, like Karen, of that everyday runner. But he's the complete opposite of the actual definition because they are awesome. They are inspiring. They are amazing. And you know what? You'd love to go and sit in a pub and talk to Kieran for five or six hours.
Depends how many he's
had. Exactly.
you could sit down and talk to Karen for ages about her journey and you just listen to her and you're like, bloody hell. And it's the same with Kieran. Honestly, you sit with Kieran, you sit with Ben, you sit with anybody like within the 40 Rounds community and you actually sit there and listen to their story and listen to what they're doing. You think, Jesus. You know what I mean? It's like, and that's my point. And that's why I wanted to touch on it because I think we underestimate it. We ban this slogan about, we ban this trademark around. But actually, it means more than you actually think, right? And take pride in the fact that you are not ordinary and you are not. What was it, a garden? What did you say?
Communal garden.
You are not a communal garden, people. You are amazing. And I do think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough appreciation ourselves and look, you know, what we're actually achieving ourselves. The fact that you're getting out there, even, you know, just getting out there and going around the block, you're doing great things. So don't underestimate what you're doing. Don't compare yourself to others. But, you know, honestly, I want you all to sit there and give yourself power. If you're on your run at the moment, you're listening to this as a podcast, just stop, walk for a second, give yourself a little tap on the back. I'll give you permission to do that. Pause your Garmin, though, obviously.
Can I just jump in there, Chris?
You got any time.
Where that situation where you're saying that she got sold, that she was too so, and all, you don't also, people don't know people's circumstances, personal circumstances are. You know, she might be, then people might be slow for a reason. They might have been getting over a medical problem and things like that, you know, an injury. But it, you know, and it might have taken literally everything for her to sign up at that race.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely, we had we done Great Bentley on Sunday, and it was that, and like Bam Bam, who's from Colchester.
Legend.
He PB'd 11 minutes.
I know.
At home. And honestly, I took more, I forgot about my time at the end, and I was more engrossed with his 11-minute PB. And on the course, we actually recruited on Sunday. It's quite incredible.
Legend.
A young girl. And she was like, she was running with us and all that. She was just on her own and she wanted a 2 hour. And my mate said, oh, if we carry on with this pace, we want her out about 2 hour. And she went, oh, God. She said, you lot are just mucking about and you're looking for a 2 hour. And I said, well, just come and join with us. And she did. And she absolutely loved it. And she got a PB as well. And again, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's exactly what it's all about.
You don't know. But you don't know as well what people got, what people are going through in their own personal lives. I had it when I first started running. I didn't have an absolute clue. And the only reason why I started running is because I stupidly put in for me the London Marathon. And just as you do. And I put it in March when they close the ballot. And then October, I get this email. I thought it was a few of my mates mucking about. But it worked. It was legit. And I've got to be honest. At the time, like, I even told my missus. And she went, obviously, you're not doing it. the only time she's never been supportive was that time, right? And I didn't have a clue. I was well over, I'm big now, but I was over 20 stone then. And with all the negative, I thought, you know what? I'm gonna do it. And obviously I went out and I done my first 6K run walk and I done it in 57 minutes. And you just got better and better and better. And you know, it's brilliant. But cut a long story short, I went to the doctors because I thought, well, I need to go to the gym. So I went to the gym and they went, we can't take you on.
What? Okay.
What was that then? They went, your blood pressure's too high. But obviously, I was new to running. I didn't know nothing. So I said, okay. So they said, we have to get a referral from the doctors. And I've gone to the doctors and they said, how you're not, haven't got, like, had a heart attack is a mystery. And through that, I'm like, well, it's like they do like the graphs. And I was actually off the graph. I was like, wow, this is scary. And again, you know, so in a way, that ballot place could have possibly like saved my life.
Probably did.
You know, and things like that happen. But that happens to everyone. Loads of different people. And obviously, because they don't publicise it, and they do, and then you get people like that will come through and tell people they're too slow. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, mate. Oh, mate, you're right, bro. I think it is disgusting. And again, this is why I love this man. It's like preaching the gospel, isn't it? It's just great to hear, isn't it? It's not BS. We didn't give you a script, did we, Kieran? Did I give you a script?
No.
It's true. It's true. What you look at, what you point
that one, Rob's just come through. Rob, yeah. Look at Harp. Harp 24, I'm sorry, but we had an absolute fantastic weekend, but they were so disrespectful to us. Right? Well, we were just looked as a jokers at that group, but we had the winning girl.
Says it all, bruv.
You know, Lauren from Surrey, she was a winning girl. And we even, Hayden was absolutely fuming about this, but on the Sunday, they'd done the ceremony, and one of our girls' groups won. And they basically said, the only reason why you won, because there was no other group in it. And it's like,
disgusting, isn't it?
You know, and there was plenty, and that was really, so this year we're putting a strong team together. We're going to absolutely
take me to the cleaners.
I got pulled fat on the start line as well by some old boy.
This is what I'm saying. It's disgusting. You know? Honestly, these people, mate, honestly, I see it like, you know, I'm out there in public eye is probably a bit strong, but you know, I'm out there, right? And even the abuse, like these people, they don't know you, as you say, they don't know what you're going through. Like, again, I'm not looking for sympathy here, right?
No.
But like everybody's seen the Kendall Mint advert, right? It's bloody everywhere, isn't it? Right. I got that, I picked it up, and I went over to this store because I took one of my clients over there to introduce her to the guys, because she was struggling at the time with product, like what to do. Jill, she only won the marathons. I said, look, this is what I use. I introduced you, because then they can talk you through it. As I went over there, they know what I'm like. 40, here's a mic. I just went off on one. But the amount of, like, there was three or four guys on that comment absolutely laying into me, stripping into me, you know, awful the stuff they were saying. And Kendall actually went to them and said, look, you know, come on. Life's a bit short. Do you want to remove them before we do? And the geezer apparently laid into the bloke from Kendall. That's about it all. You just got to think to yourself, are these people for real? Like, does it really matter? I mean, they're in the running community, and they should be embarrassed, you know, like, what are they going through in their life? What does it make? You know, but again, you can't get on it. And it's a disappointment, but, you know, I go back to my point of what we have, certain other clubs have, and certain other communities have. You know, you look at some of the other groups out there, they're just fantastic. You know, we're not just saying about our one here. It's some of these communities and groups, they're fantastic, supportive and nice. You know, not everybody's like that. And it does put people off from joining clubs and communities because they feel that could happen to them, or they've had experience of that. And that's why we just here, just again as an example, but there are other places, we try and be the complete polar opposite of that, to be welcoming. As I said to that gentleman that I was talking to today, we are here not for a running club. We're here for a running family. And that's what we are. And that's what we believe in. And that runs through everything that we do. It's about that supportive fun. We're this. And yeah, we don't get taken seriously. And I'll tell you now. I better not tell you. But... Admin's not here. Anyway, we don't get taken seriously, and we get looked down on. Hayden said it today, that because he was on the call, that we get people look down their nose at us. Because, you know, we've got the shirts, we've got the things over, we're noisy, we're having a laugh. Obviously, I make things worse when I turn up with a camera. I totally appreciate that, and loud and shouting my mouth off. People don't like that, right? But ultimately, it's about what works for you, where you find support, where you feel like this is going to help you in your journey of life, not just running, and you're going to get the most out of what you're doing. And again, that defines, I think, how you look at the terminology of everyday runner, because it's what you get out of that. And that's where I think we appeal to so many people. But I think it's great having Kieran on, because again, he just epitomizes it. A stand-up member of the community that people do, you don't realize, but people do look to you. And they respect you, and they are inspired by the stuff you're doing. So fair play to you, mate, because despite having colourful language at the most of the time,
You are.
So many warnings on this one.
You are. It's, honestly, mate. You know, and again, and I say that to pretty much, you know, most people in what we do. You know, that's why I only like having people like yourself on the show, really, to be honest with you. You know, real everyday runners. You know, to tell the story and to inspire, because people will be listening to this and will go, you know what? Kieran, actually, I'm going to come off of this. I saw a comment about Ben. Where was it? Ben was somewhere. Yeah, here we go. Look. From Robert, I find Ben is a great inspiration. He's also so positive, so active in the community group, responsive to comments, unlike Hayden. And seeing his runs in Strava, and you know what I mean? And on a serious, you know, that's true, Ben. So, don't underestimate what I put a post up today. I think I said, have a great weekend, influencers. Right. Did you see that in the Facebook group? I meant that, because you're all influencers within the 40 Runs community and club, because you're influencing your peers, your community members, because they're seeing what you're doing. People are seeing Wilco go out and run these PBs. People are seeing Ben go and do an 18-16 mile stupid run after running a PB in Dover. People are seeing Kieran get up there and smash the life out of, you know, their 620 mile or whatever it is. You know, you are all influencing other people, and you are definitively everyday runners. And so take pride in that. Take pride in the fact that you are more than just being ordinary and, you know, whatever. What was it again? Garden?
Communal garden.
Communal
now,
garden.
Chris, now we've had a lot of love with Kieran. I've just got to have, before we go, I've just got to have a quick chat with him.
Yeah, okay. But can I just say, because I'm going to forget, but I'm going to do it. You can do that. But I've just got to say, I want to wish Tracy, all the best for tomorrow. She's doing a 150th park run.
Wow.
Whittington. I'm going to be there. Hopefully, it's not underwater. I am wearing my Speedos. I'm running in my Speedos.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant for me. But where are we?
Grovelands Park. So it's that hilly one that you chickened out of a couple of weeks ago.
It's hilly. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to moan the whole way. But Tracy, we love you. And we're going to come and support it. And I think, again, talking of everyday runners, and Tracy Whittington is without doubt one of the shining lights in our club and community. She 100%. Is a special human being, and we're just sending love her way, okay? And we're coming to, what's it called again?
Groveland Park.
Groveland Park to share some of that love with you. Right, Wilco, now you can tell Kieran a new
right,
one.
Yes. I want to talk to Kieran about Laser Quest in Dover.
Unbelievable, now.
Now, if you tell the story and then I'll sort of like build on that. What actually happened when you did Laser Quest?
Oh, so it's basically a target, wasn't I? The whole game, that game three. We done Laser Quest and I thought, I'm not going to win this. We're not going to get anywhere. So I ended up taking everyone's guns off them and just started pushing them, getting them on the floor and rugby tackling them. It got to the stage that Rob from Colchester got into trouble for laying on the floor because it's against health and safety. He's trying to explain to the governor that he's just been thrown on there. And when we finished, the guy goes, right, he said, who's Kieran? Stubbins. Well, here we go. We're going to get thrown out here. He went, right, he said, just to let you know, you've got the lowest score, not by just by today, but was it a five-year-old kid?
Yeah. They said we had a five-year-old kid who scored better scores.
Who got a better score. So I got 17, as you can see, all the jokes were being going around. And the person above me, the second lowest, was something like 300 and something, Wilco, wasn't it?
Yes.
At this point,
I will take up the story because I'd played in the second game and this was the third game. So we're in the background and the guy's got the computer screen scores on the thing. We're out with the blue slush puppies and the nuclear bloody power suites and all that stuff they give away. So and we're watching it. And Kieran's about third from bottom on the scores. There's about 16 people, I think. He's third from bottom. So we're all pointing this out. Oh, look, Kieran's rubbish, isn't he? And the manager goes, I can alter the scores if you like.
Unbelievable.
He says, well, yeah, I can't give anybody less points, but I can give everybody more points if you like. And he said, which one is it? We said, it's Kieran. He said, oh, I'll do that then. I'll get everybody else's score to go up and I'll keep his low. Brilliant. And then his will be really low when he comes out.
Look at his face.
So we said, yeah, go on then, mate, do it. So is it 4 weeks since we went to Dover?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Hats off to everybody else who was on that bus who kept stum about that and gave Kieran loads of pelters. We had pictures of just 17, sort of like the old magazine pictures with his face on. Everybody's got really stuck into him about that. But I thought today he has suffered enough, and today was the day
stitch
to
up.
Confess.
Royal stitch up.
To be honest, Will, though, I think everyone was still in shock about you asking what time you're going home. On honestly, you could not believe that happened. We've been on the coach 20 minutes, and he was sitting opposite me, and he went, I don't want to be a killjoy here, but what time do we get home tonight? We'll go 20 on top of the QE2 bridge.
Oh, dear. Right, look, boys. It's an hour. Believe it or not, we've been going over an hour, which is amazing, right? Kieran, there's an open invitation for you to come back on here whenever you want, right?
Thank you very much.
Ever you want. I love you. And you come on here anytime you want, even if it's just me and you, and we just take the piss out of Wilco. I've got no problem
there. I'll be up for that. That'd be great.
But thank you very much. I know it's difficult for you, you know, with your work and that, look, to get on here. We really appreciate you coming on. Keep being you, bruv. It's amazing. Thank you very much for everything you do, promoting 40 runs and being part of such an active part of the community club. We all love you. So thank you very much. We genuinely appreciate it. I'm back on Monday live on Bite Size. So again, running shoes and all that sort of stuff. We got to get through all this lot. So we're going to be on at 8 o'clock on Monday. Next Friday, I'm not on. I'm on my way to Wrexham to hang out with Ryan and Rob for the weekend. So I will be down there. So I don't know who's on, but we'll figure it out. But the show's going to be back live next week. And I think that's probably it. Give another shout out to our sponsors at Skechers, skechers.co.uk. Get over to them. We really appreciate that. And lastly, a big thank you to everybody who's tuned in live. We really appreciate the show and it works because you guys tune in and get involved. I like the fact that you are just been hammering Kieran for basically an hour. I think that's probably one of the funniest things I've seen. But yeah, we generally do appreciate all the love and you tuning in live and joining us every week. And especially also another shout out for everybody who takes it out on the pod and listens to it as you're out on the run. That's incredible. So thank you very much to everybody. If you're coming to, where are we going again, Ben?
Groveland Park.
Groveland Park, we'll see you there. Simon is buying breakfast, if anybody wants to come along to that. No, he is.
Does he know?
Yeah, I told him.
He does now.
He does now. He's coming. Oh, and I'll leave you this. Someone was asking. Yes, he's not retired from running. He will be back at the Winter 10K to give a rating. So his ratings will return at the Winter 10K. So anybody who's missed him on the channel, he's been doing some biking because Toad's been doing biking. So they're like biking friends. But he's coming back to do a rating for you all at the Winter 10K. Right, that's it. Thanks again, everybody. I'll find the outro in just a sec. Oh, here it is. We shall see you all.
Bye, everybody.
Very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, boys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.